This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You are tuned into the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week. Well, you will hear the teaching and the preaching of the senior pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, the Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. After the message, information will be given about our church location, phone number, and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. So now, let's join Reverend Browning with the Word of God already in progress.
2 Corinthians, the first chapter. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in Achaia. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. The word of God. For the people of God, and the people of God said, Amen. Talk to you today from a subject titled, The God Who Is Enough. The God Who Is Enough. It's more than enough. The God Who Is Enough. Will you bow your heads with us? Most gracious and kind Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your love and your compassion that you have shown to us. Somebody in here today, Lord, feels as though they need God plus something or someone else. But Lord God, we are here today to say that you are more than enough. You are enough for each and every one of us. And Lord God, we thank you right now. We praise your name right now. You're worthy of all of the praise. So Father God, move in this place. Because we know that when you show up, you're going to show out. So Lord God, we're looking for you to show up, Lord, and show out in our lives. Help us, Father God, as we live in this world. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, do we pray. Amen and amen. The God who is more than enough, who is enough. We thank God that he is a God that supplies all of our needs. God, as we find here in 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, God speaks to his people. It talks to Paul in his affliction. A lot of times when we are going through trials and troubles in our life, we start to feel that we need God plus someone else. But I'm here to tell you today that God is enough. I wish I had a few witnesses here this morning that say God is enough. I thought I needed them. I thought I needed it. I know that I thought I needed that, but I found out for myself that God is enough. Amen. So you don't have to run around like a chicken with your head cut off, trying to find something else. God doesn't need anybody else to go along with him. Amen. God in every need is the God who is enough. His resources are sufficient for all. Amen. His supply is abundant. God is enough. And when Abraham stood with raised knife, ready to slay his son, God said, "Hold thy hand." Turning Abraham.